Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue our study of commentaries. We are still investigating the attribute or the name of Allah Al-Mudil, the one who leads people astray. Amazingly, in many of these verses, we see contradiction in the same paragraph, and Muslims cannot see what Allah said or what Allah meant by what He said. For example, here in Quran chapter 17, we look at a couple of verses where we read about Allah who leads people astray. But notice what is written in verse 15. Allah said, "Whoever is guided, so surely he is only guided for himself. And whoever goes astray, so surely he is only going astray against it. And no bearer of a burden can bear the burden of another. And we were not tormenting until we sent a messenger." A simple reading to the verse will bring us to the conclusion that somehow I, as a human, have something to do with my own guidance or for me being misled. I am talking about I have some will to choose to be guided or to choose to be misled. This is exactly what the verse said. As I will read again, "Whoever is guided, so he is only guided for himself." I am guiding myself for myself. That's not what we read previously in the Quran, as we know that it is Allah who guides people. It is Him who leads them astray, or Him who leads them to Islam, to the guidance. So I do not know how can this verse be written in such a word from which we can come to the assumption that I have something to do with my own guidance. I do not see here in that verse, whomever Allah guides, so he will be guided to Allah. No. That's not what the Quran said. Whoever is guided, so surely he is only guided for himself. It is good for me because I am guided. What about all the other verses which contradicts what we are just reading here? The opposite is also true. As we read, "And whoever goes astray, so surely he is only going astray against it." I choose to go astray. I choose to live in disobedience to Allah. Therefore, I will go astray against myself, which is obviously the opposite of the first portion of that verse. But notice here that I, as a person who is misguided or who is led astray in either way, by myself, by my free will, or by Allah, because Allah chose for me, I cannot pay for the sin of others. This is a clear contradiction to many other verses in the Quran, as I'm going to share with you. But first, let us tackle that half of the verse. For Allah stated, "And no bearer of a burden can bear the burden of another." I cannot carry the sin of my father. I cannot carry the sin of my brother. I cannot carry the sin of my son. I cannot carry the sin of any other people. I am only responsible for my own sin, and that is what I will bear for the rest of my eternity. Once again, the verse is very clear. "And no bearer of a burden can bear the burden of another." This is clear English as much as it is clear Arabic. The end of the verse, "And we were not tormenting until we sent a messenger." Which means much of the people of the world will never go to hell. Why? Because let me say it again, as we shared in our last program, the messengers whom God sent to this world, according to the Bible, are only the Jews. If you remember from our last program, we know from Islam that Allah sent a messenger to every people group with their tongue. which means they were all the people of the world with the hundreds of languages in the world have received some messenger, which is not true. The only non-Jewish messenger we know, according to Islam, it is Muhammad, whom we know for sure that he is a self-proclaimed messenger. He just sent himself to the Arab. So now we ask the question, will Allah punish the Chinese people? Chinese people never receive any messenger. Allah never sent any messenger to the Chinese, as much as Allah did not send any messenger to all the countries of Africa and all the countries of Asia and all the countries of South and North America and name it. So the idea that Allah said in the Quran that he will not punish people until he sent a messenger, that is a problem. Why? Because there are plenty of people in the world never received a messenger with their own tongue or language. This is a problem. Unless Muslims confess and believe that Christ is true and Christianity is 100% true, and therefore the disciples of Jesus who spoke the truth of the gospel to the whole world, as we have seen in Act 2 as a good start, and as we have seen in the history of mankind in the last 2,000 years, in that case, yes, we have to be in agreement that the world has received the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and it is up to the people of the world to believe or to reject. If they believe, they are rewarded by eternal life, and if they reject, they will be punished for eternity in hell. But obviously, that's not what Allah taught the Muslims in the Quran, nor what Muhammad taught the Muslims in the Hadith. So that explanation will not fit with the ideology and the teaching of so-called Muslim scholars or Islam itself. So when Allah said, and we were not tormenting until we sent a messenger, that is a great problem, because lots of people will not go to hell simply because they have never received a messenger from Allah. Now that's not the entire problem of Quran chapter 17, because as we just read here in verse 15, I will not pay for the sin of other people. I will only bear the burden of my own sin. And by the way, this is not just the teaching of that one verse, but that is what Allah repeats throughout the Quran. In Quran chapter 6, verse 164, and in Quran chapter 35 and verse 18, in Quran chapter 39 and verse 7, and in Quran chapter 53, verse 38, in all these verses, we learn that every person will be paying for his own sin. Nobody will pay for the sin of others. That's why, as I have shared with you in the past, Muslims do not believe in the substitute death of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. He could not pay for my sin, simply because obviously they do not know who is Jesus Christ. They think of him just as a man, as a teacher, as a good prophet, not as unlimited God Almighty in the flesh. He is just limited like every other human. Therefore, Jesus could not pay for my sin or anybody else's sin. So the general teaching in the Quran, it is about every man pays for his sin. No one can bear the burden of others. I could not pay for anybody else's sin, and nobody can pay for my sin. Now let's continue with the following verse, which is verse 16 of Quran chapter 17, where Allah said, and if we desire to destroy a village, we commanded its affluents so they live in transgression in it, so the word will be established against it. So we destroyed it with an utter destruction. Notice here, this is 100% clear contradiction to that which we read in verse 15 and the rest of the verses which I shared its location with you. For as we have learned from verse 15, I will only pay for my sin. Now in verse 16, if Allah desires to destroy a village, he will only cause the leaders of that city, the important people with influence in that city, to sin. And he will take their sin as an excuse to destroy the entire village. Which means people in this village will bear the burden of the rich or the people with influence who have sinned against Allah. And even those people did not sin against Allah by their own will, because it is Allah who causes them. Allah is the one who commanded them to sin against him. That is a clear contradiction once again to that which we have read in verse 15 and in the rest of the verses which teach the same method. This is a problem for our dear Muslim friends.
Have you always wanted to read exactly what the Quran teaches, but didn't know which translation you could trust? Most English versions of the Quran have glossed over many of the troubling passages and sugar-coated the violent and immoral teachings written within Islam's holiest book. After years of careful translation, with assistance from scholars around the globe, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry is pleased to offer the single most accurate modern English version of the Quran ever produced. This study Quran is packed with valuable resources such as detailed study notes for the reader, comments and references regarding the many errors and contradictions in the Quran, careful comparisons with biblical accounts borrowed and corrupted by Muhammad, information regarding the original sources that Muhammad adopted, highlights of non-Arabic words and idioms within the text of the Quran, a detailed table of biblical prophecies about Jesus, and a clear presentation of the evidence for the Bible with a powerful gospel invitation. This modern English translation will equip you with the knowledge you need to reach those lost in the darkness of Islam. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. The Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. Please contact us at 941-223-1703. And now, back to our show.
Now, in Quran chapter 17 and verse 93, we learn the same previous message which we have covered in our last few broadcasts, which, by the way, is repeated in Quran chapter 18, verse 17. If you notice, there's a little bit differences of the wording, but it's the same message. So, in Quran chapter 17 and verse 97, we read, "And whomever Allah guided, so he is the guided. And whomever he leads astray, so you will never find friends for them other than him. We will gather them on the resurrection day on their faces, blind and dumb and deaf. Hell will be their abode." So as often as it abates, we increase for them the blaze. And here's some of the important interpretation given by the great Muslim scholar Al-Tabari. When Allah said that Allah will gather those whom he led astray into hell, they will be blind. But Al-Tabari said, not really blind, they will not be able to see anything good. Wait a minute, if you are blind, you don't see anything good or bad. And then he said, as for the dumb, well, it's not because they are not going to be speaking, but they could not say anything good. And so it is in the case of the deaf. Oh, they will not be able to hear any good news. They will only hear the terrible news. Why did Al-Tabari say that? Because he is trying to fix Allah's word in the mind of his gullible believers, those who do not know the right hand from the left hand. I'm sorry, Al-Tabari, you're dead wrong. I know that you're trying to fix the contradiction in the Quran, where we know that people will be able to see and hear and speak in hell. You cannot interpret the verse of the Quran by inserting your personal opinion. That's not interpretation, my friend. That is what I call fabrication. But Al-Tabari explains the word of Allah. So as often as it abates, we increase for them the blaze. The best answer I believe I can share with you, it's very simple. Whenever their skin is burned, Allah will give them new skin. So they will be continuing to burn in hell with new part of their bodies as Allah punishes them for eternity. But wait a minute, what kind of just God is that? Remember, the verse is very clear. It is Allah himself who misleads them. It is Allah himself who deceives them and makes them not to believe in him. And now Allah will punish them for eternity in hell? Was that severe punishment? What kind of just God is that? Of course, my friends, that's not the true God of the Bible. The God of the Bible does not make people sin so he can punish them for eternity in hell. No, the God of the Bible loves people. He saves people. He's searching for the lost. He's seeking those who have been gone astray to be guided to him. And it is up to me and you to accept or to reject his guidance, not according to the teaching of the Quran, which is unjustifiable punishment, because Allah punishes people simply because he led them astray, and he is the one who will send them for eternity in hell, as we have read in Quran chapter 17 and verse 97. The same message is written in Quran chapter 18 and verse 17. So I'm not going to repeat myself, except I will just read to you that verse. As Allah stated, "And you see the sun when it rose bending to the right of their cave, and when it set going from them on the left side, and they are in a wide space in it. This is from the signs of Allah. Whomever Allah," listen carefully here, "whomever Allah guided, so he is the guided, and whomever he," that is Allah, "leads astray, so you will not find for him a guided friend." Imagine with me, a verse is given to Muhammad concerning the infidels of Quraysh, that is what we read in Quran chapter 17, is repeated concerning the several sleepers, which is a myth Muhammad copied from the book The Glory of the Martyrs, that is book number 1, chapter 95, by Gergius. And somehow the same message which was given to Muhammad in the Quran was written concerning the sleepy men of a myth. We're getting the Quran bigger and bigger every day as Muhammad continue to rewrite his verses and repeat them over and over again. Now I would like to read for you a very important verse in the Quran, and that is Quran chapter 22 and verse 4. And here is the context of that verse. Beginning from verse 1, we read, "O you people, fear your Lord. Surely the shaking of the hour is a great thing. A day you see it, every nursing will become shocked of what she had nursed, and everyone who is pregnant will deliver what she is carrying, and you will see the people drunk, and they are not drunk, but the torment of Allah is severe, and some of the people who dispute about Allah without knowledge and followed every rebellious Satan, it is," here is our verse, verse 4, "it is prescribed against him, whoever takes him for a friend, so he will lead him astray, and he will guide him to the torment of the blaze." Who are we talking about here? Of course we're talking about Allah. After all, we've been talking about Allah who leads people astray for the last, what, 4, 5, 6 programs? I can't even remember how many verses we covered so far, which clearly teaches Allah guides whom he wills, and he leads astray whom he wills. So we can say here, it is prescribed against him, against the man, whoever takes him, takes Allah for a friend, so he, that is Allah, will lead him astray, like the rest of the verses of the Quran, and he will guide him to the torment of the place. Yes, we just read in Quran chapter 17, that's exactly what Allah does. He will send people on their faces to hell in the blazing fire. Oh, no. You misunderstood that verse, my dear friends. Why? Because in Quran chapter 22 verse 4, we're not talking about Allah who leads people astray. We're talking about Satan. Whoa! Are you serious, Brother Usama? Yes, indeed. You heard me right. Quran 22 4 is speaking of Satan, who does exactly what Allah does to the people whom he chooses to mislead, to send to hell. Imagine with me. You can read a verse in the Quran which sound like it is Allah. After all, that's exactly what we've been talking about for days. No. That verse, according to the interpretation of the great Muslim scholar Al-Tabari, is talking about Satan. So here is how you interpret the verse accurately. It is prescribed against him. Now, who is the one who prescribed against the people? It is Allah. Remember? Way back when Allah seduced Satan and tricked him and caused him to sin against Allah by not worshiping Adam, and Allah desired for him on the spot that he will punish him, and then Satan begged Allah, please wait until the day of judgment and I will mislead him as you have misled me. Then Allah said, I will fill hell with you and those who follow you from them. It is Allah who prescribed for all the people who will go to hell to sin against him. But somehow here, Allah prescribed for the people whom Satan will mislead by taking Satan as a friend. As we read, whoever takes him, and him here is Satan, for a friend. So he, that is Satan, will lead him. Him is the one who Allah is prescribing and misleading him to spend eternity in hell with Satan. And he, that is Satan, will guide him, the misfortune man, to the torment of the blaze. So we have a great equality between Allah and Satan. They're the same. There's no much difference between Allah and Satan. We just read throughout the Quran. Allah misleads people and Allah sends people to hell over and over again. And here we go, Quran chapter 22 and verse 4. And we see it is Satan who misleads people and it is Satan who leads them to eternity in hell. What an amazing problem we have in Islam, that Allah is Satan and Satan is Allah. For they both do the same thing. They both mislead people and they both send people for eternity in hell. And to continue our study of commentaries on the Quran, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul, but now the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.